We're cycling to Europe for today's GeoQuiz. The country we're searching for is generally a good place to cycle. It's mostly flat, though there are a few low hills in the south and east. And the country is in the northwest of Europe, so the North Sea keeps the climate mild and the summers cool. We'll speak to one young cyclist who won two silver medals for this country at the Paralympic Games in Beijing in 2008 in hand cycling. At that time, she was paralyzed from the hip down. Now, she can not only walk again, she can cycle with her legs. And her dream is to represent her country again in the 2016 Olympics. And if she does, she'll wear an orange jersey, because that's what you wear when you represent this country. We'll meet this amazing young woman in just a sec when we answer today's GeoQuiz. Time's up. The European country we were looking for is the Netherlands, and that remarkable cyclist we told you about is in the Dutch town of Amstelveen. Monique van der Voorst, you have an extraordinary story, and it begins really when you became disabled as a teenager. Tell us what happened.
Yes, when I was 13 years old, I got a small surgery on my left ankle, but the surgery went okay, but I got a muscular dystrophy after that, and that finally caused the paralysis of my left leg.
Well, then you had one accident, and then a few years later, another accident that really kind of is crucial to this story. It enabled you to get the feeling back in your legs. Tell us what happened.
Well, first I got another accident. There I got my incomplete spinal cord injury when I was hit by a car. But then 2.5 years later, I was on training camp in Mallorca, and I got hit again, this time by a bicycle when I was on my hand cycle. And I got spasms in my legs, very heavy. It was like electroshocks. And I lost more function of my body, so I was sent into the hospital. But then suddenly, I made a fist of my hand, kind of out of frustration, and I felt tinglings in my left leg. And I was like,
wow,
what's going on? Yeah, it's really amazing. And I keep doing it because it was painful, but it was a sensation I never felt before. And then suddenly, I could move my leg a little bit inside, just a tiny bit. But I thought, wow, that is amazing.
So, I mean, you had two silver medals as a Paralympian hand cyclist. And now this operation and your training, do the doctors have any idea how the procedures you went through for accidents that seemed to further incapacitate you actually started making you feeling better than ever?
No, they have no explanations. And I really, really visit all the doctors that could help me in the past to make me walk again. So I tried everything, but nobody has explanation for this recovery. They only noticed it when I was in the hospital that I came in paralyzed, and slightly I was getting less paralyzed.
How does it feel to have excelled at hand cycling for so many years? And now, I guess, fortunately, you don't have that sport anymore. You've got cycling, but it's almost as if you're not as good as you used to be in this other activity. Is that a weird sensation?
In the beginning, it was very hard because I did not know how far I would recover, if I ever could play sports again in my life, or if I would walk cripple, or then I only lost my career. And that was a hard time because sports was everything for me. Well, I was aiming for London, so to give up your dreams, it's hard. Even that I could walk, it was double.
Do you ever sit in your hand cycle gear to just feel it again?
Not lately. The last time I was in the hand cycle was in September 2010. Now I don't fit in it because my legs grow too much, so it's too tight.
And what happens to your arms? Because arms are key in hand cycling. Do they kind of grow flabby?
They're gone. Nothing left.
I don't know what to say. Congratulations, or I'm sorry about that. Get back training for your arms.
Oh, yeah, I will.
Are you hoping that you can kind of make the transition from hand cycling to conventional cycling so that maybe you will be in the Olympics at some point?
Well, I really hope. And just signing with a pro cycling team gives me the opportunity to try. My dream is Rio, the Games of 2016, and I will just go for it.
Well, Monique, it's a great story, and I wish you the best of luck as you continue.
Thank you very much.
Monique van der Voorst, former hand cycler, now just a regular cycler. Thanks very much for joining us.
You're welcome.